When it comes to the economy in this part of New England, ignore the state borders, says Linda Dunleavy. She's the head of the Franklin Regional Council of Governments based in Greenfield, Massachusetts, not far from where she sits. The Vermont Yankee nuclear power plant in Windham County is about to shut down for a final time. She says she's paying attention to the overlaps of the towns she works with and with nearby towns in Vermont and Cheshire County, New Hampshire.
We share labor pools. We share jobs. We share transportation corridors and economic corridors.
But what about the shared economic unknowns of Monday's reactor shutdown? This three-county economy is expected to take quite a hit.
My concern anecdotally is we can't say how it's going to manifest itself in the particulars, but it's going to hurt people who already are not doing great.
That's Dunleavy's counterpart from Vermont, Chris Campany. He's counting on the economic development money Entergy has promised to Windham County, $10 million. But together with New Hampshire also in mind, the two are talking about future development moves that need to be made together to respond to Vermont Yankee's exit. The three counties hired the Donahue Institute at UMass to look at their mutual economic concerns. Researcher Branner Stewart has joined them by speakerphone talking about the study.
The Vermont Yankee closure is taking place at a time when the tri-county economy is underperforming. Basically, we'll see what happens in coming years.
The study at first goes 6 years into the future. In that time period, it's estimated about 40 jobs per year will be lost, and lost in wages, $100 million. Vermont Yankee pays a much higher wage than other sectors in the region. Those wages supported a lot of retail and property purchases. Not long ago, the plant employed 1,200 people. Now it's 600 people who live relatively near the plant, 200 in Vermont, 175 in New Hampshire, and 100 or so in Massachusetts. Some people will stay in the region. Some will go. It's expected that home values in the area will decline. Ellen Cota's got her mind on that. She is an 18-year veteran of Vermont Yankee and lives with her family for now in the small New Hampshire town of Chesterfield.
We're considering, do we sell? Do we not sell? What do we do? Maybe we'll keep our house and rent it.
Cota has found a new job at Entergy's Pilgrim Station close to Cape Cod. She says, surprisingly, her 13-year-old daughter is excited to move when the school year is over. Her son is finishing his last year of high school. Cota grew up in California, the child of anti-nuclear activists, dragged to many a rally, she says. Now, as a nuclear support coordinator, in the next few weeks, she'll help wind down operations. Her last day is January 19th.
It's not that we don't have things ahead, but it's like the next couple of weeks are going to be... It's a great place, culturally. Family-wise.
It's not been easy to say goodbye. Not everyone's leaving the area.
Hi, Jill. Nice to meet you.
Vermont Yankee employee Shelby Spedding grew up and plans to stay in Northfield, Massachusetts, a town about a 15-minute drive from Vernon. We met up at Mims Market on Main Street in Northfield. Spedding is 27, and she's worked at the plant for 5 years.
It's like, oh, I was raised in nuclear because such a young part of my career was there.
Spedding is already transitioning to what is, for now, a part-time computer support position at the Northfield Mount Hermon School. She says she's hoping not to have too much of a pay cut. She is disappointed to be leaving the nuclear industry, but right now she's not moving away for a new job.
I had definitely expected to stay there for quite a while, and then I could have done kind of whatever I needed to work my way up there. But I did know, I mean, nuclear does have, you know, a timestamp on it.
Many Vermont Yankee workers have lived in the region for decades, raising families, becoming involved in their communities, and actively contributing to the economy. Another loss is going to be charitable giving on the individual and corporate level. Vermont Yankee's donations alone totaled across the Tri-County area $300,000 to $400,000 a year to schools, organizations, soup kitchens, 4th of July celebrations, and music lessons. And it isn't just the money. It's also volunteer time in classrooms and at town events. So Franklin County's Linda Dunleavy wonders, what will all this look like in the years to come?
Economically, what is this like? Can we compare it to a closure of a coal facility or the closure of a military facility? And how can we learn from the economic revitalization plan in other areas with other closures? Because 600 jobs and a 4% impact on our economy is huge for that few jobs. So
Dunleavy says she hasn't heard much from town administrators in rural Franklin County, but she expects to once they get wind of this new study. I'm Jill Kaufman.